Good morning.
Good morning.
This board meeting will now come to order. The first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
I move approval.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We have the minutes from the April 26, 2007 board meeting in front of us. Is there any comment or are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Move they be approved as presented.
Second.
And we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number four, report by the Riders Advisory Council. Mr. Snyder. Good morning.
Good morning, board members. I'm pleased to present the May 2007 RAC report to the board. This report discusses the upcoming town hall meetings, RAC initiative tracking, and recaps budget initiatives, presents initiatives from the bus committee, and returns to some safety issues brought up last month. The RAC will be co-sponsoring with Metro 2 pedestrian safety town hall meetings on May 31st and June 12th. The first meeting will be held at Columbia Heights Community Center and will be conducted in both Spanish and English. I've asked RAC member Armando Cortinez, who lives nearby, to join Mr. Graham, Mr. Monome, and Mr. Cato on May 31st. The second will be held at the UPO Ralph Waldo P.D. Green Community Service Center in Congress Heights. Dr. Sharon Kahn, chair of our bus committee, will be joining Mr. Barry, Mr. Monome, and Mr. Cato on June 12th. We invite all members of the public and the board to participate in this very important public outreach opportunity in light of the Metro bus pedestrian fatalities earlier this year and the ongoing effort by Metro, the DDOT Street Smart campaign, and other regional organizations. At this month's meeting of the RAC, we received a presentation from the GW students who are working on their RAC capstone project. They presented a report called Bridging the Gap, Connecting Riders to Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. The report is included in your handouts. As part of their project, they developed a document called the RAC Track. This document begins the analysis and evaluation process, narrows the scope of initiatives being considered, and collects required information for data entry into WMATA's customer relationship management system. RAC Track is included in the report as an appendix showing an example and instructions for how it's completed. As RAC Chair, I've asked my subcommittees to use the RAC Track to start documenting recurring initiatives. Hopefully in the next few months, I'll be able to generate a report out of Metro's CRM system as an appendix to this report to provide the board with progress on our initiatives. In order to provide the RAC with additional resources and expertise and tap into the energy of well-vetted riders with an interest in helping the RAC accomplish its missions, the RAC adopted a policy of allowing non-voting members in subcommittees. I've included criteria in my written report, including providing information about appointees to the Metro Board of Directors as part of our process. We're hopeful that we'll be able to identify interested riders to assist the RAC in better exploring our initiatives and offering better advice to Metro and the board. We plan to work with Metro to advertise this expanded opportunity for rider participation. I'd also like to ask the board to appoint a replacement for RAC member Mr. Pedro Irvesi, who has stepped down from the RAC as RAC member from Centerville, Virginia, due to his relocation to the area. Mr. Irvesi serves the RAC well, and he will be missed. The RAC presented budget-related policy recommendations to the Board Finance Administration and Oversight Committee this month. As a recap, the RAC recommends an expanded use of Smart Trip by implementing sensible guidelines for purchase, increasing balances, marketing, allowing Metro to recover lost revenue, better track ridership, and offer discounts to increase the use of off-peak system capacity. A fare policy tied to wage-based economic indicators and encourages the use of off-peak system capacity to increase revenue. To explore using shuttle services to replace some low-use fixed bus routes during periods of low demand like late-night operations, and re-examine the feasibility of retail sales of non-food items included within the transit system and of WMATA facilities for business, commercial, and private events. Last month, the bus subcommittee had a presentation on the proposed 30-line restructuring and criteria for bus wraps. An issue with the bus wraps is that some of the advertisements are so extreme as to make the bus totally indistinguishable as a Metro bus. As Metro customers, we need to be able to tell that the bus is a Metro bus from the side and not one of hundreds of other buses used on our region street. The RAC recommended the board edit its language from the February 5th, 2004 authorization for bus routes of 100 Metro buses to clearly identifiable when viewed from all angles. A suggestion is to make sure that the Metro logo is replaced or supplemented as required of the Metro bus numbers.
Mr. Snyder, your time is up. If you would just conclude and highlight.
A couple of other recommendations, okay? We've asked that the validity period for transit 4 hours from the present 2 hour limit because of problems with congestion and people not being able to make their transfers. Finally, I want to say 2 months ago, I discussed the desire to have Metro deal with a problem with debris in the area. On May 6th, there was another fire in the Metro system, and it was a station one north of the one that I highlighted and showed you pictures of last month. And it was caused by burning pine needles in the rail beds. On the 16th, I took a number of Metro employees over there to look at the problem, and it continues to persist. By there this morning, there continues to be pine needles and trash in the rail bed. This is going to be a fire that's waiting to happen.
We'd be happy to talk with you a little more about this, but we did have a time limit, which you've been notified about. So I appreciate your concluding.
All the other issues are in my
in your report.
And I appreciate you reading through the report.
We will indeed, and there may be questions. So let's see if there's any questions or comments. Are there? Okay. You had one first, Mr. Zimmerman. Okay, followed by Mr. Litton.
You made a reference in your report to using shuttle buses.
Yes.
And by that, did you mean smaller buses?
We mean smaller buses, and we mean buses that are not necessarily tied to a fixed route that could cover a number of different
routes. Obviously, non-fixed route service.
Right, non-fixed route service at late-night times.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Linton?
Yes, Mr. Snyder, I just want to comment. I think that I have... And I don't know if I can speak for most of the board members, but I tried to read your remarks and your reports prior to the meeting. And I know I used to have to testify in front of Congress, and we used to have prepared remarks that we submit, and they were abbreviated remarks where we want to focus on items of interest that we really want to focus on. It might be helpful in terms of keeping us engaged to come with highlighted items that you want to lift from your report rather than the entire report. Plus, it allows you more time within the time period to get your points through, and also we may get a chance to engage with you as a result of that. So that's just a comment.
It is indeed, and we recognize that. And I think you cover a lot of it in the report. And obviously, some things may come up afterwards, like you said, something this morning, for instance. But I think your written report, supplemented by bullets, might help as well. And then we can follow up on questions. And there may be some more today. I'm not sure. Are there any other questions today? Excuse me?
Yeah, if no one else does.
Oh, yes, Mr. Zimmerman.
I just want to, a couple of things mentioned, in particular, Mr. Snyder's comments on the bus wraps. I would, as they say, like to associate myself with those remarks. As we look for the balance between the need to provide revenue for the system and being aggressive and looking at, you know, what advertising opportunities there are, which the necessity of which I recognize, I do think it's important that we also recognize the very important, how important it is that people be able to recognize the bus, which I think was Mr. Snyder's point. And there is a line somewhere between, you know, having a prominent ad and at some point that being more than the bus. I've been concerned all along with that, with the line. It's actually less of an issue with the rail system, although people have been fussier about the rail system, because there's not any question about what pulls up to the platform being a metro rail train. But in traffic, you know, is this a metro bus and is it my metro bus? You know, that's a question. So I do think that's something we have to look closely at. And I trust that the manager, the general manager, will get back to us on the question of pine needles and other things on the rail.
That's where, well, in fact, Mr. Francis is going to meet with Mr. Snyder right after this meeting to talk about the actions that we're taking.
Thank you. Mr. Linton?
I'm sorry, Madam
okay.
Chair. I wanted to also comment, Mr. Snyder, on your recommendations regarding the Smart Trip card. I'm hoping that many of those are things that we had talked about as a board. The board has recognized for a while that there's some things that we need to do to get our Smart Trip card more widely distributed and utilized. And we talked about this a little bit when there was discussion about using some of the balances on the revenues, that we would come up with some ideas in fact, to do that. So there are many things there that you have recommended. I think there is a lot of support for the board. I think in the new reorganization of the agency, too, now that we've kind of gotten Smart Trip all kind of lined up in one location, that there may be also an opportunity to better get our hands around all the elements of it and how they either increase our opportunity for utilization or diminish that. So I think that's also a positive step as well.
Okay, are there any other questions or comments? Thank you very much, Mr. Stein.
Thank you very much.
Next item on the agenda, the chair's remarks, and I do have some very brief remarks, or moderately brief remarks. I'd like to begin by taking a moment to reflect on one particular occurrence that has taken place since the board meeting in April, and that is the recent reduction in force of 220 positions, wherein 83 very real employees lost their jobs at the beginning of this month, and another 40-plus jobs will be phased out over the next year. This was a traumatic experience for everyone, and I think our collective heart goes out to all 83 employees. The board and I wish to thank each of those employees who lost their job and to thank them for their time and the effort that they gave while working here at Metro. I hope the skills and knowledge that they gained here will serve them well, and I think we all wish them well in all future endeavors. We also want to thank our staff members who were involved in the very difficult task of identifying where the reductions could be made and needed to be made, along with the managers who had to deliver the news to employees. This process required a great deal of sensitivity and understanding, and I think we're very, very proud to know that all of our employees and our managers conducted themselves with dignity and respect for their co-workers. Mr. Cato, well, continuing to keep the lines of communication open is key to making our employees feel very valued and letting them recognize that they have a vested interest in Metro's future. And I'd like to thank Mr. Cato and his staff for doing an excellent job of communicating and meeting with employees throughout the entire process and providing, and most important, providing ample resources to help keep the affected employees on their feet. I can tell you that the board feels very, very strongly about this. We recognize that each one of these people, 83 persons, is a real human being with real needs, and we're very, very concerned, and we are very adamant that there was a great deal of outreach made available to these employees and services provided to them. And so we thank you for that. And actually, we wanted those services applied to, provided to all employees, but most particularly those 83 who were most recently affected. As difficult as this process was, however, it was necessary in order to refocus our mission on providing high-quality, safe transit services to our customers. And I believe that these changes will sharpen our focus and strengthen our commitment to getting Metro back on the right track. As we shift our attention to maintaining and operating the transit system, we must make every effort to support and encourage our remaining employees. I hope that we establish a new and improved corporate culture here at Metro, where our employees are not only satisfied but engaged and know that their contributions are valued. We hope our employees will thoroughly understand how their jobs support the overall mission of the organization and how vital their contributions are to our organizational success. We would like our employees to take great pride in their work and be empowered to fulfill our mission of providing safe, reliable, and efficient public transportation for the millions of residents and visitors to the Washington metropolitan area who ride our rail and bus system. It is so important to have a positive working environment here at Metro. It's very, very simple. It's a very simple premise that thousands of Metro employees are going to be eligible to retire over the next 5 years. Many of them have specialized experience and institutional knowledge that cannot easily be replaced. We need satisfied and engaged employees, and which in turn leads to enhanced job performance. We also need a strategic succession plan. We need to be able to attract and retain a quality workforce. At the same time, we must make a strong effort to boost morale among our current employees and give them an incentive to continue to work at Metro. Managers and supervisors should keep an eye on the stellar individuals who deserve to be rewarded for their hard work and always praise employees when they do a good job. We have been doing that. I hope we continue to do it even more so. And then we will need feedback from other employees in order to do that. Some of the future leaders of this organization are undoubtedly already among us. It's very fortuitous that my comments follow those of Mr. Snyder in terms of the issues he raised on public safety. So we thank him for those comments and his reports. I'd like to also take a moment this morning to thank Mr. Cato for continuing his efforts to improve safety, both for our customers and our employees here at Metro. Last week, Metro, with the full support of this board, awarded a contract to DuPont Company. Under the 5-year contract, DuPont will help us make safety the foundation of Metro's working environment. The program will increase accountability, reduce lost time injury days, cut work-related injuries, and reduce bus and rail accidents by a predicted 50%. And for those who may be wondering, how much is this going to cost? Let's talk money. There's no dollar amount assigned to this contract. This is a contract that pays for performance. DuPont gets paid only when goals are achieved, and even then, it will only be a portion of the money that we, or a fraction of the money that we save on the workers' compensation claims. I'd say that that's a win-win situation for everyone involved, and we improve safety, and we save money. So I, for one, look forward to DuPont getting their important work underway as soon as possible. And those are the remarks that I had for today. Those are just the two items I wanted to highlight, our employees and public safety. Are there any questions or comments? Without further ado, I will turn to the general manager for item 7. For your report, Mr. Cato.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the board, and thank you for that report. Just want to emphasize again the importance of Memorial Day, and as we honor those who have fallen in the defense of our country, as well as the fact that we have Metro employees and family members currently serving in Iraq and other parts of the world and war zones, and we should keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And I also like for us to remember those who have fallen in the line of duty here at Metro. Two Metro Transit police officers, Harry Davis and Marlon Morales, along those or two who sacrificed their lives to keep us safe and keep our system safe. And I want us to remember them on Memorial Day. And as Memorial Day honors our fallen, it also celebrates the rebirth, the start of a new summer. And I wish all of you and all of our employees to have a safe and enjoyable holiday, but also remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. I have a few updates also to pass on to the board. And the first concerns the Smart Trip card, which was emphasized again by the RAC chair. This month, the Fairfax Connector buses joined Metro buses, Montgomery County's Ride-On, Alexander's Dash buses, in providing customers with a single transit fare card and seamless bus travel in their area, and I think that's very significant. I'd like to thank the employees of our partners in Fairfax with the Fairfax Connector, as well as the employees in finance, marketing, IT, and engineering, and causing that to happen. As you mentioned, the DuPont contract was signed last week, and members of their organization and our staff met several times to begin the process, and it's underway. They're currently performing an assessment of where we are today, and we'll be meeting regularly with Metro staff to design our training programs as well as other programs to improve the safety of the organization. Also mentioned, we will be participating in the pedestrian safety town hall meetings beginning both on Wednesday, May 31st at the Columbia Heights Community Center in Northwest Washington, and that's the one that's scheduled, and also one in June. There's been other changes to the organization, and I would like to welcome here today for our first meeting, Metro's first Inspector General, Helen Liu, who began working last week, and we're very happy to have her on board. In addition, Calvin Skinner is the acting board secretary. He comes from the Office of Administration, and he's worked for almost 3 years supporting the construction and engineering programs. Calvin is on the far right. Shiva Plant, who is also has been appointed to the Chief of Staff. He replaces Sarah Wilson, who will be the head of our Corporate Strategy and Communications Department. Shiva has 37 years total experience of senior level management, and before becoming coming to Metro, he was the director of the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. He began his employment with us in 1999 and has served as the Virginia Government Relations Officer, and will continue to serve in that capacity at least somewhat for the next month or two. So he's going to be a very, very busy man. David Shaw, who was the deputy chief with the MTPD, is the acting chief of the Metro Transit Police Department. I think David's back here. He's taking over the acting duties from Polly Hansen, who now leads the new Safety, Security, and Emergency Management Department. In addition, we also have Dave Kugachek, who is the senior mechanical engineer for RAIL. Dave is in the back. Dave worked and began his year service in Dallas, Texas, and then he spent the last 5 years in LA Metro. We also have Shalene Farr, Dalton Comments, I guess, I hope I pronounced that correctly, who's the new director of Metro Access. She joined Metro in 2002 in the Office of the Americans with Disabilities Act program and has 20 years of experience in disability awareness. And I'd like to welcome her to her new job, and she's over here to my far left. And those are the introductions for this morning. Over the next meeting, we're working with a couple of people to hopefully bring them on board as they head of bus operations and human resources. Now we'll keep you posted on that those negotiations. But many times, you know, we hear the negatives, and it's, you know, at times we do things that aren't the way we like to have them done. But this morning, I like to talk about an email I received from Sherry Little, who's the Deputy Administrator of the Federal Transit Administration. She sent us a thank you for excellent services that she received for one of our train operators on the Blue Line. And of course, we want to, and we do, provide excellent services to all of our passengers. But it's especially nice to hear compliments from a customer who helps to oversee $9 billion in federal assistance to the transit agency like Metro. And we like to hear that they receive very good service. And also our employees. I'd like to recognize two exceptional employees this morning. And I would ask that they please come forward so I can recognize them. And that's Robert Vessels and Maurice Rice. If you please stand up. It looks as though Mr. Vessels has not had the opportunity to make it here this morning. But let me give you a little background. This is Mr. Rice. After midnight on Saturday, February the 10th, the Union Station custodian Robert Vessels and station manager Rich saw a crowd gathering on the Red Line platform. It was unusual, so they knew they needed to check it out. What they found was a customer laying face down across the rail tracks. Fortunately, he wasn't close to the third rail, but immediately both men went into action. Mr. Rich, seeing that the public information display showed 1 minute before the next train was arriving, started running to the emergency trip station to cut off the power to the third rail. Meanwhile, Mr. Vessels jumped into the track bed and shook the man until he got a response. Mr. Vessels then helped the man to his feet and out of the track bed. When Mr. Rich got to the emergency trip station box and saw that the track was clear, he rushed back to help Mr. Vessels with the customer. Together, Mr. Rich and Mr. Vessels stayed with the customers until the on-duty station manager took over. I'd like to commend Mr. Rich, who's been with the agency for 17 years, for his outstanding service and especially his work on that day and his actions, which were up and beyond the call of duty. As a result of his actions and the action also of Mr. Vessels, we were able to save the life of one of our customers. And Madam Chair, members of the board, I would like for you to join me in congratulating Mr. Rich, who's here this morning, for his outstanding services to Metro, but particularly for this day when he risked his life in saving the life of one of our customers. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Rich. And Madam Chair,
we can't let that slide.
No, oh, I did something.
You know, that's pretty phenomenal. And I think the entire board joins me and joins Mr. Cato in commending you and thanking you, Mr. Rich and Mr. Vessels in absentia, for that, for your quick thinking. And for your tremendous bravery there. That's a tremendous amount of bravery and courage. I mean, I don't know how I would have responded if I saw the sign that said train in 1 minute at that point. You were phenomenal, and I think we all appreciate it, and that's the kind of service that the public doesn't always hear about. But boy, did you step up for someone and step up for all of us. So thank you so very, very much.
Madam Chair, that concludes my remarks.
I just wanted to follow up on one thing. We have a number of new people and a number of people who have moved into different positions, everyone stepping up to the plate in a big way, so we're very appreciative. I'm starting not to feel like the newest kid on the block in my second month. But we congratulate all of you and welcome those who are new and welcome you to your new positions, those who are in new positions. We particularly welcome Ms. Liu. We're so glad to have you. And I know that we're going to have to, there's going to have to be an oath of office, right? And that's going to be at the next meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
So we'll have more congratulations at that time. But since you've been introduced at this juncture, I don't think we could let that slide either. So we thank you and welcome you. Okay, are there any other comments on that? Okay, so we have the committee reports. The first report on the Planning, Development, and Real Estate Committee, Mr. Zimmerman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The Planning, Development, and Real Estate Committee met on May 10th and has two action items to bring to you. The first concerns a request from staff for contracting authority for on-call engineering and architectural services. This relates to three different programs, three different service contracts for the fiscal year 08 budget. One is a general architectural and engineering services contract that we're in the third, this I guess will be the third year of a five-year contract. The estimated cost for FY 08 is a little over $23 million. The second one is vehicle engineering consultant services, and that totals a little under $15 million. And the third one, planning architectural engineering services for future New Stars projects, is about $1.7 million. Together, these three contracts cover the IRP, Metro Matters, system access, system expansion, pretty much the entirety of the capital budget for a total, as I said, of around $20 million. The money for this actually is part of the proposed FY 08 budget. This is, as we've said in a few other things, subject to the approval of the budget ultimately, but this is the contract award. Although I would note, Mr. Cato, we don't have a resolution on this because I guess it hasn't been our practice to do that on contract awards.
That has not, no. No, that's not been the practice.
I just wanted to make sure everybody understands, since the description of the action isn't really clear. What the board is being asked to do is, in fact, authorize the contract award, is it not? Ms. O'Keefe, is that the nature of the action?
Yes.
We're about to vote on?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Subject to the availability of
funds. Which means the FYO budget, as I was saying. So, anyway, I think that sums it up. So this is the award of contract for these three on-call service contracts subject to availability of funds. Committee recommends approval, and on behalf of the committee, I do so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
The second item concerns the Southeast Bus Garage. Staff sought concurrence of the committee and the board to negotiate a land transaction with the District of Columbia by which WMATA will acquire the DC Village property via either monetary consideration or an exchange of existing properties to hold a compact public hearing on the project and its environmental assessment, general plans, and preliminary financial plan to advertise phase one of a construction contract upon completion of bid documents and to apply for a federal bus facility grant. So all these actions are contained in the resolution that you have attached in your board materials. I expect there'll be some discussion of this from members from the district, but in any case, the committee did recommend approval, and on behalf of the committee, I will move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Graham.
Yes, thank you. I have what I hope will be a friendly amendment to this resolution. Let me make sure everyone has a copy. Oh, thank you very much. Make sure our distinguished chair has a copy. All right. We have, on behalf of the District of Columbia, I would like to move that there be an amendment in the resolve clause, which relates to the fact that we are continuing our work, which I've got to report to you has had very substantial progress on the issue of the relocation of the family shelter residents from this site in order for us to proceed with the Southeastern Bus Garage. We had all hoped that this would be completed by today. It is not yet completed, but the word imminent really accurately describes how close we are to this. And so I would like very much to be permitted this additional week so that we can complete this, these discussions within the D.C. government, and I'm quite confident we will do so. So I move this amendment, Madam Chair. And I hope that the maker of the motion would accept it as friendly.
Well, let's see. Does the motion maker accept the, this amendment?
Okay, so it's not, it's, he's not taking a second. He's asking which is which goes on. Just let's order business.
Whichever you'd prefer.
I have a question.
I can go the second route.
Okay,
I can
well, let me ask a question.
Yeah.
I appreciate the spirit of it, and if it's, you know, what the district members wish to do, you know, my opinion should be no more important than any other members. But I do have a question of the attorney as to whether the form of this is appropriate if it doesn't raise any issue of undue delegation. Is it legal?
Well, this is simply, well, I don't think so. The board would be providing that the effective date is 7 days from to date. Again, provided that there is the confirmation that the conditions in the resolution, which are already there, have been met.
You don't think which part, since I asked two different things?
I don't think it's an undue delegation. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. If it's okay with a lawyer, it's okay with me, but, you know, again, if the gentleman's asking unanimous consent, this member doesn't object.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Monum.
If I could. I think, a couple of quick questions, and I can make a broader statement. I just wanted to speak to the timeline. One of the concerns that I have is that any delay in this process would affect the timeline of actually getting Amada equipment off the property and effectuating the move. Does this delay of 7 days impact the critical path?
It does delay the public hearing.
By how much?
Mr. Marmay, the public hearing, we were going to make notice tomorrow, publicize the public hearing for June 26th. As a result of a week delay, we would move it to July 10th, 2 weeks away, since we don't want to do it in the middle of the 4th of July week. Talking with staff, it's a tight schedule, but we still believe we can complete the process by the September board meeting.
That's my major concern. I think that, if I could just make a broad statement, I think that this board's responsibility is to make sure that we provide a safe service. And the real concern is making sure that we are clear of the property before major activity takes place down at the ballpark site. And as long as we are able to still meet that responsibility, I'm comfortable being in support of this amendment.
Is there any other comment?
May I just offer a clarifying comment? It should be noted that if the conditions are not met, this resolution will not take effect.
Yes. So. Okay, Mr. Benjamin.
My comment is on the basic resolution, not the amendment. Do you take that now? Do you want to wait?
Let's do the amendment.
Okay. Well, all right, let's
do the amendment first.
Okay, let's do the amendment then.
Madam Chair, could I just get a clarification?
I like what you...
On the amendment, and I'm just... talks about approving a final plan, which includes funding for the relocation of the shelter beds. Is the funding for that part and parcel of the proceeds from the sale of the land? I just want to track where the funding comes from.
It's
D.C. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions about the amendment? So we can, by unanimous consent, we can accept this amendment then? Yes? Okay. Ms. Hudgens?
I thought I understood that we wanted to make sure we had the clarification that this amendment is subject to fulfilling all of the other parts of the resolution. Is that needed to be spelled out?
This particular new resolve actually picks up the same language that is in the earlier, in the whereas, in the resolution, So this was the condition that Mr. Graham had initially required, and this simply sets a date for achieving the conditions that had been earlier attached to this resolution.
Are there any other questions or comments? So we can accept, Mr. Benjamin.
Just after the, no, go ahead.
Okay. If not, we can accept this amendment by unanimous consent.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Mr. Benjamin.
I just wanted to clarify my understanding, and somebody tell me if I'm wrong, that what we are approving here is the right to move ahead on Phase 1, which is constrained financially to the amount of money that we get from the sale of the properties at the existing garage and parking for buses and employees. Is that right?
Benjamin, correct, yes. We have the proceeds from the sale of the property. We're also requesting approval to apply for a federal grant that may include more funds for the project. And, you know, and we're asking to be able to bid out Phase 1 of the project.
Does Phase 1 include that federal grant, or is it just the properties?
Options that will be included to allow for an expansion if the grant is awarded.
As more funds show up?
Yes.
And will those come back to the board, or are we approving all of that now?
In September, we're just asking to go out to bid with the options. We would come back in September for the award of the contract.
Mr. Linton.
Madam Chair, I just have a question. I recognize the issues regarding the shelter that lies within this resolution. What happens if there has not been an agreement reached between the members of council and the administration in 7 days? What is the effect of that on WMATA and our responsibilities and whatever else we're charged with in regards? I'd just like to know.
Mr. Graham.
Well, I think we have a concern. I didn't want to go into this in extensive detail because this is just a few days. In fact, let me just say, rather than going into it, is to say that I have every reason to believe this will be resolved, as I said in my statement. And so I have no reason to contemplate anything further happening here. We're very, very close to it. It's just schedules and so on made it impossible to seal it yesterday.
Mr. Cato, you wanted to elaborate?
I was just going to respond directly to his question, and the director's question concerning what happens if it is delayed, if I understood.
I understand Mr. Graham's sense of assurance, but that didn't answer my question, because my question was very specific to the resolution. And I do not question your statement. I just want to know what the net effect would be for the board.
If I may, Madam Chair. To respond to that statement, this is a, as you well know, a D.C. government project, and we are not taking funds from Metro Matters, and we have some D.C. government issues that we need to work out. And this board is concerned not only about a new bus garage, but this board, I'm sure, is concerned about the welfare of homeless families that are living presently in the path of this proposed garage. So we're attempting to balance all of this. If the district government is not able to resolve these issues, then this project would be delayed, is the specific answer to your question. And that's plain in the resolution, not only in the amendment I made today, but in the amendments that I have made repeatedly throughout this whole process, which arise from my concern about the welfare of the people who are presently living at DC Village.
I think we all have those same concerns about folks that live in D.C. Village.
I
expressed that. But
I wasn't either trying to be argumentative, confrontational, or questioning. I just asked a very parliamentary question about the net effect and what the Metro's responsibilities were. I actually support what your issue there, so that was not my intent at all.
But I think I answered your question. There would be a delay if we're not able to agree within the D.C. government. But I have no reason to believe that will happen.
There would be a delay if we do not have an agreement. That's the response, if that's the question that you ask him, Ms. Linton. But
My answer has been answered, but that was not my question. I was trying to find out in terms of service, process, garage, whatever else, and Metro's response. I was just trying to find out, as a board member, what the net effect that would be. I wasn't dealing with the issue of challenging the substance of the issue at all. That was a, and I, quite frankly, I was looking for that question from the staff. I would just like to know in terms of.
Okay, if I see you first, are you ready?
The legal effect is the resolution dies, and it would have to come back at the next board meeting. The practical effect, Jack can, I think, detail.
Yes, practical effect. Thank you.
Clinton, we're trying to take every attempt possible, if the funding's available, to relocate from the site, from the bus facility, prior to the start of the baseball season. If the project is delayed, that means that we have to find a way to try to operate from that facility during baseball season that causes us many concerns with safety in regards to trying to provide a service, to provide servicing of buses and trying to operate from a facility where there's 20 or 40,000 people in the general area. So obviously we're taking every step we can to try to move the property. If we don't, we have to develop some options and we will have to develop other options rather than relocating to a new site.
Thank you. That answers my question.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments? So we have, since we accepted this by unanimous consent, we now have an amended motion. Is there a motion?
No, you
don't need to have that. No, we got the motion on it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
I'm trying to conclude my report.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Graham, we now have the report of the Finance Administration and Oversight Committee.
Right. On behalf of the committee that I chair on Finance Administration and Oversight, I'm pleased to make the report, of the committee from the meeting on May 10th, 2007. And let me say that I have to, following my report, I have to excuse myself because I have a hearing at the council and I'm trying to do two things. Requested approval of a reversible project to the FY08 System Access Capacity Program for a clean, renewable solar energy program, including $14.67 million in bonding authority awarded to WMATA by the United States Treasury. Solar equipment will be installed at six WMATA facilities. Madam Chair, on behalf of the committee, I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Madam Chair, the committee also considered the federal FY08 annual DBE goal. Staff requested approval of a 45-day public comment period on the proposed FY08 DBE goal of 25%, including 2% race neutral and 23% race conscious. Staff will return to the board in July with a resolution to approve the FY08 DBE goal. I would just say in conclusion on this matter that we were very, very pleased with the recommendation from the staff to move the DBE goal to 25%. Madam Chair, on behalf of the committee, I move approval.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Madam Chair, I wish to report on several other items that were before the committee on May 10th. We considered the FY08 operating budget update, which was presented by the general manager, as to the actions proposed to close the $116 million budget gap. We commend the general manager for his dedicated and talented work in this regard for the FY08 budget. Staff will return to the committee in June to seek approval to send the proposed budget to the board for approval so that we will have the budget, the FY08 budget, before the committee at our June meeting. We also had a recommendation from the Writers Advisory Council on the FY08 budget, and Mr. Snyder very competently provided those recommendations. And they will be very useful in formulating the FY09 budget. We also discussed the FY07 monthly operating financial report, and we are experiencing a $3.9 million year-to-date overrun, and the FY07 quarterly CIP financial report. which is the CIP budget is $436 million, and expenditures are $331 million through March. So we're seeing a different experience here than we have in previous years, where there, recent previous years, where there has been such a very noteworthy underspending of the CIP budget. So that concludes our report, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair?
Okay.
Quick question. Also in receipt, as our colleagues, as a follow-on on the FY08 budget proposal, some additional advertising revenue options that would require board action to expand some of the opportunities. A couple of these do give me a pause, and I'm just wondering, would we have an opportunity, Mr. Cato, would this be before us, I guess, at our June 14th Finance Committee meeting?
Yes. Mr. Director, we will go into detail on that proposal.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay. All right. Mr. Ross, where are you? Mr. Ross, we had public comment a little earlier, and this happened last meeting. If you come next meeting, you're going to be here in time for public comment.
I'm here because I'm here because I'm a homeless man. I'm on other boards in the city, and I'm not going to discriminate. That's all. And I'm going to say left out people who are left out, who are low income, who are homeless. A lot of those people are metro system all day long. Constantly using the services going up and down Wisconsin Avenue. And 9th bus and the 30th bus are always out of service. Good question, I want to know why. You had 14 buses going past you. Nobody stops. I want to know why. Someone came here this morning. Stop by security because of how I look. Ask me a question at the desk. As a matter of fact, I asked her a question. Is there a meeting this morning? Is it open to the public? Also want to say, is it always open to the public? So basically, I was stopped. That's the way I look. Stereotyped.
So they said it's because you, the way you look. They said that you don't. They
didn't say it.
Well, that was so the answer is not yes, ma'am. It's no, ma'am. They didn't say that to you then, because I got stopped by security too. Everybody gets stopped by security coming in here today. Well, I mean, every day. But I mean,
well, last time I came, I didn't go for the security.
Well, that we need to look into then,
because they're gonna do a phone call. Do it right.
Ms. Hudgens and I, when the board came through together, and we both got stopped.
Yeah, you
okay.
Well,
I just want the gentleman to know that board members were stopped too. I had a hard time getting in, but you know, it's good that they're vigilant about security, and I know that there's some training, some new folks, and so you know, I think for a number of us it was a little different experience. So I just want you to know that it wasn't necessarily you who were singled out. A number of us had a similar experience.
Madam Chair,
Mr. Solomon.
Yes. I was stopped this morning. First time ever. I showed my badge, and they said, well, you have to walk through the metal detector. When I went through the metal detector, it went off, and they said they have to wind you down. And so we apologize for any inconvenience, but that's the security that we live in today. And I don't think it was because of the way you look, and you look very similar to me. I just have on a tie, but I just think it was security today.
I was going to come to the building and there was an appointment. It was an open form for the public as well. And I kept being consistent. they have a protocol, and they have to do it.
Okay, so Mr. Ross, what we'll do is we'll have Mr. Cato get, will you meet with Mr. Ross and whomever? And get the entire story?
Yes.
Of what happened?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
We do have increased security, and I apologize if it was different for you, but we won't have someone to talk with you. In fact, since you go back, we'll have Polly Hansen will meet with you.
Thank you. I read in the paper last week about, as an express and examiner, basically giving an outline of some maybe choices or decisions might be done later down the road, pertaining to the transfers on the buses, any kind of paper.
Okay, sir, let me do this for a second, because I don't know, you were here last month, and I don't know if you know that for the public comment period, we have a 2-minute time limit. You reached that before we even ask you your questions. You did. And you can wrap up, but I want to tell you there's other opportunities, so I don't want you to think that that this is it. You can also write in. Our folks will meet with you. We have a number of ways for you to provide feedback, and we are interested in it. But we do have a time limit, and we open that Pandora's box. We can't close it again. So if you would conclude, we'd be greatly appreciated. But our folks will meet with you and take down the rest of your issues and present them to us. Okay.
I believe to pass any new fare card or pay to get on any of these services with Metro, Metro needs to look into the clean operation of the buses, the trains, the electrical equipment working, and also the main thing is bus drivers, get on these buses. You're dying to save your seniors, harassing them, not
to save them.
I'm finished.
You are finished?
They need to put more into the operations first, and then they
okay.
want to hike it up.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rock.
I'm happy with the service.
Okay.
So I have no problem with this going up on the service.
Thank you, sir. Our folks will meet with you and extract the rest of the information that you have to provide. Okay. We have administrative actions before us, item 10.
I'd like to move back from the table to allow Mr. Linton to move those items. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion?
Madam Chairman, I move administrative actions be approved on law. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Was Ms. Linton making a motion?
Go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
That's a routine motion.
Okay, motion.
So moved.
Okay, so you have a motion, and is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair. We usually do this on consent. Is this consent, or what are we doing here? Because I'd like to separate administrative item number 6 for the purposes of what everyone wants to pull out.
We were doing all of them, so if there's one you would like to pull out, we have a motion.
Okay. I would ask that item 6 be withdrawn from the consent motion, not from the approval,
okay.
but from the consent motion.
Okay. Item 6. Item 6.
So the motion is items 1 through 5, 7, and 8.
Okay, so this present motion is for, we've had a request to pull item 6 and consider that right after this. So the motion is on items 1 through 5 and 7 and 8. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item 6. Motion for item 6.
I move action on administrative item number 6.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Madam Chair, thank you very much for withdrawing this from the consent motion, if that's what it was. But I have been trying to understand this matter, and I'm still not as clear as I want to be. And that is, we are reducing the WMATA budget by approximately $4 million in order that the District of Columbia can presumably assume this additional expense. Other than this being an accounting where's my CFO here? Other than this being an accounting exercise, are there funds that are being returned to the District of Columbia that you have received for this? Have these monies moved to the accounts of Metro WMATA or what?
As I understand,
or is this simply a paper exercise?
It's a paper exercise, and it reflects the cost of the project, is my understanding.
Are there funds on account with Metro WMATA to this extent?
No,
I don't believe so.
Not on account.
So there have been no fund. We have not. The D.C. government has not forwarded this $4 million. So this is a pure accounting exercise.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Is there any other discussion, or are there any other questions? Is there a motion? We have a motion. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Are there any reports under item 11?
Okay. I have a report, Madam Chair.
Sure. Oh, you do? Okay. Mr. Graham.
I'm pleased to report that the District of Columbia has concluded its consideration of the Metro WMATA budget, and that we will be providing Metro WMATA a total subsidy, operation subsidy of $287 million for the operation of this system, in addition to our commitments on the capital budget. So I'm pleased to again indicate to you that the District of Columbia stands strongly in favor and in support of the operations of this system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Graham.
Constituting, I might add, 38% of the total jurisdictional subsidy provided by the various jurisdictions to Metro WMATA. 38% coming from D.C. taxpayers.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Graham. Mr. Benjamin, is there any report? No report. Mr. Kaufman?
No report.
No report. Okay. I move that the board recess from open session and reconvene in executive session to discuss legal and real estate matters consistent with board procedure 6 and 7. We have a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah.